Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us just to allow us to come before you another day, another night, to bring to you his great and exalted words. My name is Moray Yeshaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of heaven, the earth, sea, and all that is therein. Yah, the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And he is our only savior. And not just of Israel, but savior of the world. And I thank the mighty Yah once again for giving us the spirit, the strength, the willpower to come before you almost each and every day to bring to you his great and holy and exalted words, the words of Yah. This week we've been dealing with the blessing and the curse. Tonight we'll be dealing with the blessing and the cursing, part three. There's a lot to deal with when it comes to the blessing and the curse that the Creator really wants you to know. Because he wants you to be blessed. And he wants you to choose the blessing. But up to you. He gave you will. And in your will, it is your choice what you decide to do. He's going to leave that decision up to you. But make no mistake about it. He will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So we'll deal with the blessing and the curse part three. The blessing and the curse part one, we wanted to show you and demonstrate to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that our people are not just under the curse. Because the Creator made crystal clear that he set before us the blessing and the curse. And he told us to choose one or the other. But he encouraged us to choose blessing. Because what comes with the blessing? Life comes with curse. Disease and destruction. So we understand why our people are so cursed. But little do they know, it is because of the choices that have been made. No, they didn't choose to be in captivity. They inherited the various foods that cause debilitating diseases that many of our people are afflicted with. And then after you find out you are sick, you still have not altered your behavior. Even though you know smoking is bad, whether it's a cigarette, whether it's a blunt, or whether it's a joint, you know it's no good for your lungs. no good for your skin. It's no good for any part or any organ of your body. Smoking has never been good for anybody. Matter of fact, you had too much smoke in the kitchen, it will cut off your breathing. So what do you think it does when it goes inside your lungs? But yet, do it stop, alter your behavior? The Creator lets us know in wisdom, too much of anything is bad, even honey. So once we begin to choose the blessing and forsake the curse, then choosing Yah, and we're choosing to return unto Him. Then we dealt with the blessing and the curse, part two. And what we wanted to show you in part two is that really, if you really understood who you really are, then many of the things, many of the choices that you have made, maybe you would have reconsidered. In other words, the mass majority of our people woke up fact that they, Israel, all believe, or most, for the most part, that they just a cursed people. They don't see any type of blessing in their people or in their self. But little do they know, the Creator told us that we, all the families of the earth, shall be blessed in us. The Creator told us, they that bless thee shall be blessed, and they that curse thee shall be cursed. So we see that there's various laws that encourage others to bless Israel. Now, many people have not elected to bless Israel. And why? Because Israel don't bless one another. So why would other people bless us? And we don't bless one another. We don't stay together. We don't work together. We don't stand together. And the first sign of trouble, we develop that holier-than-thou attitude that we're better than our brothers. And then we begin to separate, and then we justify the separation. I'm better than them. I'm holier. I'm more right. These are not the ways of the Most High at all. No wonder we look and sound the way we do. And no wonder the other nations are not flocking to us. But let me tell you the truth. They will begin to start flocking. And many of them already are. But are you prepared to receive other people? Since the Creator said, let me read this to you. I just want you to see it so you can understand what I'm saying. And I don't know if you prepared and ready for this thing here. It says in the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter, watch what it says. Thirteenth verse. And behold, Yah stood above it talking about this dream, this ladder. And this was a dream of our father Jacob. And said, I am Yah Elohim of Abraham, thy father, and the Elohim of Isaac. The land where thou liest, to thee will I give, and to thy seed. And watch what it is. Watch this. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, speaking of the seed of Jacob, families of the earth be blessed. Are you prepared to bless all the other nations? That's the question. Watch what it said to Abraham in Genesis, the 12th chapter. See, once you begin to change your thinking, Almighty, when a blessing and a curse come to mind, and you begin to change the way you think, because now you're not just thinking that you're a cursed people. The blessing and the curse come to mind, and you return to Yah. Watch what it says in Genesis, the 12th chapter, the very second and third verse. It says, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And watch what it says. And thou shalt be a blessing. Who want to be that? Who want to be a blessing? Wouldn't you want to be a blessing? Well, not only you are, but you can be. But you have to make the right choices. And watch what it says in the third verse. And I will bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And indeed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So what is this letting us know? So what this is letting me know, all we got to do is start at home. Start with one another. Start blessing one another instead of cursing one another. And we can bless one another. We don't have to talk with each other and slander each other and tail bear against one another and backbiting, and we actually can bless one another. And what do the word bless mean? That means benefit from one another. You benefit me, I benefit you. Help me, I help you. Scratch my back, I scratch your back. Who's wrong with that? We only in the curse part three. Still trying to you develop spirit and mind. Develop yourself and the power that's within you is to bless that you might be blessed. The power within you is to be a blessing. But the have devoured our people. And I'm going to show you one of the reasons why the curse have devoured our people. I can show you many reasons, but I'm showing you things that you can change today. Watch what the scripture says so you can understand how to become your greater self. Watch what it says. I'm going to start in talking about the blessing and the cursing. In the book of Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament, and let's see what this is talking about. Let's see what it's saying. And we're going to start reading Malachi, the third chapter, starting at the sixth verse. This is what it says. I am Yah. I changed not. These are your fathers. You've gone away from witnesses and have not kept them. Return on me, and I will return on you, says Yahweh. Ye say, when shall we return? And there's no sense of asking a question and no sense of answer, but you really don't want the answer, so really there's no sense to read, nor is it a sense of asking it. But if you want to know the answer, because the question was asked, then let it not be read and answered in vain. Because watch what it says. And I'm going to read it again. Shall we return? In other words, are we going how to turn to Yah? Watch what the Creator says. Will a man rob Elohim? Yet ye have robbed me. But Jesus, wherein robbed thee? And he let you know in price and offerings occurs. And look what the Creator says. All the tithes in the storehouse. And why do that, Yah? That there may be meat in my house. And prove me now therewith. In other words, test me. Says Yahweh, by not open the wheels of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of the ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field is Yahweh. And all nations shall call you blessed, because we're talking about the blessing and the cursing. It should be a delightful lesson, Yah, folks. And this is where we at. We have robbed the Most High in tithes and offerings. A lot of people say, well, I ain't paid tithes. I don't even believe in tithes. Well, yeah, I believe tithes, or he wouldn't have spoke about them. Well, I don't believe we can pay tithes in this land. Well, okay, well, do you believe we can get offerings? The law against giving offerings. And the Creator said, we have robbed him in tithes and offerings. You can't get no offering. Is that against the law? Where do we say that? And all the word tithe means a tenth. That's all it means, a tenth. So rather a man give a tenth of a dollar, which is 10 cents, or a man give a tenth of $100, which is $10, they both gave the same amount. No one gave no more greater than the other. Because both is a tenth. And an offering is no special, it is no set out. It's just an offering. So even if you say, well, this tenth thing, well, give an offering. And that's how you know a lot of our people are not what the Scriptures says they should be. And let me tell you what it is. Willing. That's why Yah said you're cursed with a curse. And you have robbed him because you believe you're giving something that belongs to you. And you don't realize it don't belong to you anyway. In other words, everything you got, the Creator gave you. That's his gift to you. But you think in your mind belong to me, and I give y'all whatever I want to give y'all. And if I don't want to give y'all nothing, I'm not going to give y'all nothing. And you know what? That's exactly what is being done. And then we wonder, man, why am I so cursed with a curse? And Yah is telling you why. Why aren't I blessed? It says, and all nations shall call you blessed. And you will be blessed if you took hold of the blessings. If you chose the blessings. And if you blessed those, they can bless you. It says, bless them that bless thee. And that's what will happen to you. So we really don't understand our greater being, our greater self. Our fathers did. They understood this thing. And for the life of me, I don't know why we don't today. And the Almighty said, even from the days of our fathers, we've gone away from his ordinances. And he's showing you the ordinance that we just went far away from. You don't know how strong we would have become, and we can become, if all of us bless the Most High, bless one another, putting all our resources together. The only type of blessing we think about is we think if we just do business together, if we just build schools together, if we just, no. You got to put your economic resources together in a way that has equity to it. And what's more equal than giving Yah a tenth? Where do you think all blessings come from? And look, business fail, partnerships fail, everything fail. But Yah never fail. Yah is always on time. And Yah is always good. And look what the Creator told us in this chapter. That 10th verse again. Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now. That means test me. Says Yah. If I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a curse. No, it didn't say I was going to pour you out a curse. It says pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now we'll rebuke the devourer for the same. Who is the devourer? People trying to destroy you. People trying to discriminate against you. People trying to exploit you. People who trying to bring you down. People who trying to hurt you. That's who the devourer is. They trying to devour you in every way. And what is your protection? Tithes and offerings. I'll just show you the heart of our Father. So you can see how to bless men. And You can't even doubt how to bless me in thought and how they operated in their walk, in their behavior. I'm going to show you, they didn't have this curse mentality. They were blessed. And they talked about the blessings of Yah. Watch this. I just want you to see this. Because, again, we just didn't rob the Most High tithes. And a lot of our people got a problem with tithes that don't even belong to them. But also in offerings. Where's your offerings to Yah? Where are they? What are you giving Yah? What are you doing for Yah? What are you giving back to Yah to show Yah thank you, other than lip service? Watch this in the book of First Chronicles. Just want you to see this. And see if this makes sense to you, because it makes sense to me. And see if it's wisdom, because it is wisdom to me. And we're in 1 Chronicles 29. And I'm going to start at the first verse. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone Elohim have chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for Yah Elohim. So here, this is Solomon, who was charged to build the temple of Yah. And before King David died, he had prepared a lot of things. But I want you to see what he prepared and see how he prepared. And I want you to see the type of people that was with him. And watch what this is. Second verse. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistering stones, and diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection, in other words, what type of affection did he have? This is his love. I have set my affection, my Elohim, I have of my own proper good. Well, what do that mean? In other words, King David set aside his own stash for the house of the Most High. And this is what I got from people all over the kingdom, from other nations that I've been storing up. But this is my own stash. This is what I made that I'm going to give. And watch what it says. I have of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my Elohim, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses withal, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto Yah? Who's willing? Because nobody was made to give nothing to Yah. Yah operate that way. Everything that was given was given willingly. And everything that's not given today is not given because it ain't in your will. That's the only reason why you're not giving. But watch what it says. The chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the kings, were offered willingly. This is what they done willingly. That's why they had something. That's why they were able to build something. That's why they had things that you can memorialize. You had great memories of. And what do we have? What memorial do we have? What great success that we can look back on and say, man, look at this thing. Look how we brought our resources together to build this thing. Because there's a will. And that's all it takes, is willing souls. Watch what it says. 7th verse. And gave for the service of the house of Elohim of gold 5,000 talents, 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, 100,000 talents of iron. He with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of Yah by the hand of Jael, the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly. Why keep saying willingly? Because nobody made them. Nobody coerced them. Nobody forced them. Nobody tricked them. This is what they did with their own free will. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to Yah, not to David, not to Solomon, but to the Most High. The king also rejoiced with great joy. And watch what it says. Because we under the impression that what they gave in the days of old, they was forced to give. They was commanded to give. And this has been erroneously taught to our people. And I'm going to show you. Watch what it says. Wherefore David blessed Yah before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Yah Elohim of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Yah, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Yah, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. What do we say? And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. That's what's in Yah's hand. Yah wants you to be great. And Yah will give you strength. Everybody. Now, thou Elohim, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Watch what David says, because this is the part that I want you to understand. For the scripture says, wisdom It's the principal thing. But with all thy getting, get understanding. For nobody was commanded to get a temple, nothing. Nobody's commanded to offer anything. Nobody was commanded to give tithes. Watch what the scripture says. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. In other words, the only thing you've given what belongs to Yah anyway. Talking about you can't pay tithes. It didn't belong to you anyway. And you can't get no offering. None of your tithes, none of your. Who do you think gave you what you got? And you saying, I can't give like it belonged to you. Like you doing Yah a favor. You're not doing Yah a favor. He the one gave it to you. Watch what it says. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Yah Elohim, all this store that we have prepared to build thee a house for thy holy name, coming of thy hand, and is all thy own. This stuff belongs to you, Yah. Who are we to even have a haughty and exalted attitude? I'm going to do this with my tithes, and I'm going to do that. You don't own nothing. This don't even belong to you. All you're doing is giving back what was given to you. Watch what this says. I know also, my Elohim, that thou triest the heart. And that's what Yah doing today. And that's what he's been doing. Just trying your heart to see where your heart lie. And has pleasure in uprightness. And yes, this is the book upright. Don't let nobody trick you and make you believe that there's another book of the upright. No, this is it. This is the only book you're going to read about the upright. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I willingly offer all these things. And now, have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly to thee. And where is willing offerings to Yah? Where are they? Yah don't care how much you give, but where are the willing offerings? Yah, because he tried your heart. He's seeing where your heart lies, because he had made you do nothing, nor has he commanded you to do these things. But he's looking at your heart. He knows what he did for you, and he knows what he gave you. Oh, Yah Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yisrael, our fathers, keep this ever in the imagination of thy thoughts of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. Yeah, we got to prepare hearts for the Most High. This is how you prepare your heart to Yah, to offer yourself willingly to him. This is what the Creator is looking for. So now, can you see why the scripture says we are cursed with a curse? It's not because we can't be blessed. It's not because we're not a blessing. It's not because we don't have the power to be what the Almighty ordained us to be. But it's only because we refuse to bless. We refuse to be a blessing. And we have chosen the curse. And in choosing the curse, now we are robbing Elohim. Just like our fathers, we've gone away from the ordinances of the Most High. And watch what this says, so you can understand what you're hearing is the truth. In the book of Haggai, I just want you to see this. Haggai, the second chapter. And we're going to start at the sixth verse. And watch what it says. For thus says Yahweh, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. In other words, just imagine. You go up to one of them trees, one of them small trees where you can really shake. And you know how you shake it and everything starts coming off. If it's got some little figs or anything on it, you can shake them down. And they just shower you with the blessing. And you shake anything like that, it'll just come down and you can have your field of all the blessings that will come off those trees. But here, the Creator said, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And what is this? And I will fill this house with glory, said John Foster. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says John Foster. What you think he's going to shake all these nations of? And what do you think will come off the trees of all these nations? The very thing that belonged to the Most High anyway, the silver and the gold. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says Yahweh. And in this place will I get peace, says Yahweh. So as you can see, this stuff belongs to Yah, don't belong to us. So where is your offerings? Where's your offerings? And why are we still robbing and forsaking the Most High? Because all we're doing is forsaking one another. That's all we're doing. This is what the blessing and the curse is all about. If all the families of the earth will be blessed in us, then where is our blessing? And are we ready and prepared to be blessed by other people? And we can't be blessed by other people by talking about other people, slandering other people, separating other people. And of course, as you all know, that's what we're doing to self. And it's not a blessing. And I'm going to show you it's not a blessing. Furthermore, in the book of Ezra, let us turn there. I just want you to see these things. Because we didn't just rob Yah in tithes, but he said tithes and offerings. And where is your offerings? Where are they? Yah is not worthy of them? Look what it says, Ezra the 7th chapter. I know you'll come up with an excuse for that. What, we don't got to pay no offerings? You're right. You're absolutely right. We don't have to pay no tithes? You're right about that. Because I never commanded you to do so. But make no mistake about it. You're robbing him. Robbing him, and he see it. And why do you think he said you're a curse? What a curse. That's what he said. He said you're robbing him of tithes and offerings. So you can think whatever you want to think, but that's what Yah said. And watch what it says. As with the 7th chapter, the 13th verse. And this was, who was the king of Babylon during the time of Ezra. And watch what this foreigner would do, let alone Israel. Ezra 7 chapter 13 verse. I make a decree that all they are the people of Israel, his priests, Levites in my ring, because they were in Babylon, which are minded of their own free will, go up to Jerusalem. Go with thee. In other words, that's like President Trump saying, look, all those who want to go to Jerusalem of their own free will, to work and to build the house of God, return there, and to restore. You have some people go, and then you have some people say, man, I can't get off work. You have some people say, well, how much I'm getting paid to go there to build? You have some, man, I got a good job, man. I can't just get up and just leave. In other words, you have a bunch of people to make an excuse, as many of our people did during this time. And why? Because they were not minded of their own free will. Because when you give people a choice to do something freely, the mass majority are not going to do it. All you got to do is test a job. Let a boss tell you, say, look, you can come to work or not. What do you think you're going to do? It's up to me whether I come to work. The mass majority of people are going to stay home. They're not about to go to work. Because that's offering. And that's what y'all looking for. Watch what it says. For as much as thou art sent of the king and of his 7 counselors to inquire concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem, according to the law of thy Elohim, which is in thy hand, and to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the Elohim of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem. And all the silver and gold that thou can find in all the province of Babylon, the free will offering other people and other priests, offering willingly for the house of their Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. that thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks and rams and lambs with their meal offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. And watch what it is. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to the brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, that do after the will of Elohim. And who want to do that? Who wants to use their will to do the will of Elohim? Who want to offer willingly to the Most High something that don't even belong to them? These are the things we have to ask ourselves. And why? Because how can we grow? How can we develop? How can we have any success? And we have a bunch of unwilling people anything about the restoration of our people. Our people is okay to be scattered and separated, confused and disunified. It's okay. But who has the will to pull the resources together? Watch what it says in the book of Exodus 35. In the book of Exodus 35, so you can see what this is saying. Starting at the fourth and fifth verse. And Moshe spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yah commanded, saying, take from among you an offering unto Yah, ever is of a willing heart. Let him bring it, an offering of Yah, gold, silver, and brass. Of course, it was other offerings, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, cedar wood, oil for the light. In other words, all kind of things that you could have did to offer to Yah. All those who was a willing heart. Watch what it says. 21st verse, or starting at the 20th verse. And all the congregation of children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred them up, and everyone whose spirit made willing. And they brought Yah's offering to the work of the tabernacle of congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings, rings and tablets and all jewels of gold. And every man that offered an offering of gold unto Yah. In other words, they just brought things in abundance. But this is the point. The point is the 29th verse. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto Yah. Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which Yah had commanded to be made by the hand of Moshe. In other words, reason why it's emphasizing, and I'm emphasizing willing, because they weren't made to build no temple. They weren't made to bring no offerings for the temple. They weren't made to give up their gold and silver and brass and their linen and their oil and their lights. They weren't made to do this. See, in order for you to build anything, you got to be willing. Because if you're not willing, y'all don't accept it anyway. And I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you this. Show you how much people brought and how many souls were willing. In the book of Exodus 36 and 5, watch what it says. And they spake unto Moshe, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the which Yah commanded to make. Moshe gave commandment, and they caused it to be plain throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of sanctuary. So the people restrained from bringing. What they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. In other words, they had too much. And the only thing they were commanded was to stop. They weren't commanded to bring it. But they was had so much, they had to command the people, just stop. And here, the willing souls. And we should be inspired to give unto Yah, that we might build for Yah. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Psalms 128. I want you to see this. I'm talking to the willing souls now. I'm not talking to the people that I ain't going to give, that I ain't never gave. They'll tell you they have, but they really didn't. Because if you was willing, you would always give. Watch what it says. I said Psalms 128, but it's Psalms 127. Now watch what it says in the first verse. Except Yah build a house, labor in vain that build it. Except Yah keep the city, the watchmen wake it, but in vain. In other words, unless Yah build your house anyway, it's built in vain. And some people, many people are building things is in vain anyway, because everything you're doing is self-centered and selfish and all about self. And the only thing you're willing to do is for self. But what are you doing for the Most High? What are you doing for him? Look what the Creator says in the book of Psalms 50. And I love this. It says in Psalm 50 and 5, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. What sacrifices, what offerings, what covenant are you willing to make to come together and build in the name of Yah? To say, look what Yah has allowed us to do. Look what Yah has blessed our hands to do. Look what Yah has wrought among us. The only reason you're not rejoicing is because you done rejoice to do for Yah. This is what we must do. Furthermore, this was the heart of our father. This is how our fathers live. This is the way that our fathers would think. This is how they thought, even from our first father. And watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 14th chapter. So all you're doing is doing what should already be in you. This is a willing heart that you're supposed to have. And let me show you something about sacrifice right before I show you this. In the book of Leviticus, the first chapter, I just want to clear something up also in Leviticus, the first chapter, talking about the blessing and the curse. The Almighty said, ye are cursed with a curse. And why? Because you have robbed him in tithes and offerings. Where's your tithes? Where's your offerings? Well, I don't believe in that. Well, y'all do. Y'all believe it. Why don't you? And everything you got belongs to him. And he believes in it. But you don't have to believe in it, nor do you have to give it. Because he's not making you do it anyway. The only thing he wants is willing-hearted people. And that's who I'm appealing to. That's who I'm calling upon. That's who I'm speaking to. And that's who Yah was speaking to. Watch what it says in the book of Leviticus, the very first chapter. Because many of the religions have no clue about sacrifices. First of all, they'll tell you that Christ was sacrificial lamb for our people. And then when you read about this Christ of the New Testament, it was crystal clear that three times his father, according to the New Testament, to take the cup from him. And what was this? The cup of death. In other words, he didn't want to die. Now the preachers and the pastors, the false ministers, they will tell you that was him in the flesh. Well, that's what a man is in the flesh. And he said, take this cup from me. In other words, he wasn't willing at all. And to prove he wasn't willing, he said, don't do his will. Father, do your will. In other words, it wasn't his will to give Yah anything. He made it crystal clear that he wanted the Father to just do his will. But Yah want to know your will. And if your will is not to do something, it is Yah's will not to accept it. And Yah didn't accept that sacrifice that these religions would teach you on Sunday, which is not a day that Yah wanted his people to be taught on anyway in terms of his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. Watch what it says in Leviticus, the first chapter, the first and second verse. To Moshe, and spake unto him at the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto Yah, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and the flock. And if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. And watch what it says. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before God. In other words, this is his own voluntary will. Yah make you bring nothing to him. Absolutely nothing. So today, if you want to make a sacrifice to Yah, a sacrifice of righteousness, let it be of your own voluntary will. But ask yourself, why wouldn't that be your will? Since Yahweh gave you everything you got, why wouldn't that be your will? Well, this was the will of the righteous. This was the will of the upright. And this is the right will of God's servants and remnant, his elect, and his chosen. And let me tell you, that's not all the people. Watch what it says now in the book of Genesis, the 14th chapter. In the book of Genesis 14, and this is what it says, starting at the 18th verse. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High Elohim. And he blessed him and said, "Bless Abram of the Most High Elohim, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High Elohim, which I deliver thy enemies into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, "Give me the persons, take the goods to thyself." And Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I lift up my hand unto Yah, the Most High Elohim, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I've made Abram rich, except only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Abner, Eshcol, Mamre, and let them take their portion." In other words, Abram knew where his blessings came from, and the Creator had already blessed him. And he wasn't interested in the goods of other people. Just the portion of the young men and what they ate. And he gave him tithes of all. Tithes of everything. And what's a tithe? Tenth. Because he wanted that on record, part of the family of the world, that wherever Yah's people and the Most High is, that I've given back so that others can be blessed. Because the Creator said, "And thou shalt be a blessing." And how can you be a blessing and you don't get nothing? Watch what it says. Because this is the heart of the righteous. And nobody made Abram do this. Just like they didn't make Jacob do this. Watch what it is. Genesis 28. "Where is your offerings, your tithes?" In the book, Genesis 28, and this is what it says, starting at the 20th verse. "And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if Elohim will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, They'll give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall Yah be my Elohim, and this stone, which I set for a pillar, shall be Elohim's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. And what is a tenth? A tenth is a tithe. Why are you giving that to the Most High? What interest do the Most High have in taking a tenth? What interest do the Most High have in taking offerings? He only has one interest. Period. So thou shall be a blessing. Yahweh wants us to be a blessing. And how can we be a blessing? And we don't have nothing to give. How can we be a blessing and we're not willing to give? No wonder Yah said, ye are cursed with a curse. For this whole nation have robbed me in tithes and offerings. He said, we have gone away from his offerings, his ordinances, even from the days of our fathers, we've gone away. Return unto me, and I will return unto thee. And why can't we return unto Yah? Why can't we be the blessing that Yah wants us to be to other people? Why can't we bless one another? Is it because we don't have a willing heart? Well, let me tell you, what you think you're holding on to anyway don't even belong to you. It don't belong to you. Everything you got, everything you own, and everything you are belongs to Yah. It belongs to him. And how else can you build and grow and develop? You refuse to continually be a curse. You can't grow. You can't develop. Creator told us to choose life rather than death. I want you to see this. But before I show you that, in the book of Exodus 25, turn there and look what it is. In the book of Exodus 25, same thing we read in Exodus 35. First verse. And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. In other words, again, this is all I want. He wants willing souls, willing spirits, willing people. Where is our will? So when we read things such as this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, because people act like they don't understand this, and it's not difficult at all. And watch what it says. In Deuteronomy 14, it says, The 27th verse, I shall truly tie all the increase that I see that the field bringeth forth year to year. That's when we tithe all the increase of our seed. But this is the law. Watch what it says. And thou shalt eat before Yahda Elohim in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of corn, the tithe of wine, of oil, and the firstlings of your herds and your flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahda Elohim always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be far from thee, which Yahda Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahda Elohim have blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money. Bind up the money in thy hand, and thou shalt go into the place which Yahda Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusts after, for oxen, for sheep, for wine, for strong drink, for whatsoever thou soul desire, thou shalt eat there before Yahda Elohim, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thy household. So in other words, every year we tithe our increase of our seeds, firstlings of our flocks, and of our corn, and our oil, and our herds, and our wine, year by year. But let me tell you who benefited off that. We did. Y'all didn't say tithe this and give to somebody else. He said bring that to Jerusalem and you eat and rejoice and drink before him. But we did with our own tithes. But then y'all said this in the 27th verse. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him. In other words, these are the cities you live in. We have no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years, and I've been telling you about the years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thy increase the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gates. And the Levites, because he had no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, meaning your cities, shall come, shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahda Elohim may bless thee, and all the work of thy hand which thou doest. In other words, there's tithes that Yah want you not to bring to Jerusalem, not to bring to the place where he chose to place his name, but he wants you to store this in your cities. For who? The stranger, the fathers, the widow, the Levites, that is within your cities. And furthermore, he lets us know the same thing in the book of Deuteronomy 26. But still, even this thing, I want you to do it with a willing heart. And if your heart is not willing, an offering, he don't accept it anyway. Deuteronomy 26 and 12. When thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of thy increase the third year. Why the third year? Because that year has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. And then thou shalt say for Yahda Elohim, I brought away the hollow things out of my house. You don't keep the hollow things in your house. And also giving them unto the Levite, unto the stranger, to the fatherless, to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my morning, neither have I taken away out there for any unclean use, nor given out there for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of Yahweh Elohim, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven. Bless thy people Israel and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest to our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. So if we want to be blessed, and all we've been talking about, the blessing and the curse come to mind. Yah said, he said before us, life and death, blessing and cursing. What are you going to choose? Why don't you choose life and blessing? Your choice. So until tomorrow, Yah, I love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yah, do I lift up my soul? And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.